it can get your information.
Uh-huh. Greg, now this is a bit ridiculous.
What's the temperature?
The
I heard
same.
The beep.
96.5. Well, how's that possible?
Well, it's almost your temperature like seven times.
It's almost,
you don't take it back to back to back to back to back to back.
That's almost a song by Keith. 98.5. Yeah. His song was six. Yeah.
Hey, we'll be back.
At Marguerite's, we've been designing and crafting custom jewelry for four generations. It's an art for master jewelers. There's really no room for error. It doesn't matter how big the diamond is. You don't expect anything less than perfection. What matters is quality, beauty, and value. After all these decades, your engagement ring is still our greatest pride. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-619-0725 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect, but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-619-0725 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-619-0725 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-619-0725. That's 800-619-0725. 800-619-0725.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
AC by Luke Choir wants to help you make this new year be a year of unbelievable comfort. For a limited time, save 25% off a brand new Carrier AC system. Plus, receive a free one-year maintenance agreement and a 10-year parts and labor warranty. Now's the time to save big on a high-efficiency Carrier air conditioning and heating system. Turn to the experts at acbylukechoir.com for this and other exclusive offers.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
Number 84417.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Bernie Sanders doing ordinary things.
I would like to order a medium vanilla coffee. With extra cream, but not so much extra cream as to take away the opportunities of other Americans to have their fair share of cream. 10 million Americans right now do not have access to cream.
This has been Bernie Sanders doing ordinary things.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 8.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Empire TV show actor Jussie Smollett is under arrest, turning himself in Chicago this morning. He's accused of lying to police about a hate crime attack last month.
Police took their case to a grand jury where they got the felony charge approved and the ability to arrest Smollett. Smollett's attorney released a statement writing, quote, "Like any other citizen, Mr. Smollett enjoys the presumption of innocence, particularly when there has been an investigation like this one where information, both true and false, has been repeatedly leaked."
Fox's Matt Finn. A Coast Guard officer is accused of planning a mass domestic terrorism attack.
Christopher Paul Hassan is due in federal court today in Maryland to answer to the drug and gun charges he was arrested for. But prosecutors say those are, quote, the tip of the iceberg. They also say Hassan, who has worked at the Coast Guard's Washington headquarters, had what appeared to be a hit list that includes prominent Democrats and media figures.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. This is Fox News.
Sometimes working with the same people day in and day out in close proximity can cause high anxiety. But not with this crew. Greg Goodell, Do you remember the first words J. Scott said to you?
I'm going to be your sidekick.
And J. Scott, what do you think about your buddy Greg Budell?
One moment he can be perfectly rational and lucid. The next, he's a living Looney Tune.
Emily Hayes, what's your strictest rule?
Dinner is served promptly at 8 in the private dining room. Those who are tardy do not get fruit cup.
And how are you, Bailey the Wonder Dog? And Rich Thomas, having the weather report is a necessity. But do you think it's Nessa?
It is Nessa. I know what is Nessa. Don't tell me what's Nessa. I tell you what's Nessa.
Well, you're the professional. Any other words of wisdom this morning?
And remember, folks, be good to your parents. They've been good to you.
Good advice. Now, stand by for three men and a lady.
It's a great day here at the Institute for the very, very nervous.
Aldrich is brilliant. He was at Bob Howard's last night, too.
Oh, cool.
It's Greg. Jay Scott is here. Emily Hayes right now for the forecast we turn to. And I'm going to play his jingle here.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Thank you very much, Mr. Board Ops. And even it's after 8. Dense fog advisory continues till 9 o'clock, but the fog situation is getting better at local airports. For instance, Maxwell Air Force Base had 0.2 miles last hour, 10 miles this hour. 10 miles visibility at an airport is unrestricted. All right, so things are getting better. But scattered showers and thunderstorms from time to time later on today and tonight. Some locally heavy downpour in spots if you get under one of the heavier thunderstorms. Today's high 77. Tonight's low mid-60s. I'm looking at some of our Facebook friends here who have reported somebody up in the Lake Martin area had 4 inches of rain in the past 24 hours. Bubba, he just moved. He's in a different neighborhood now. He had 2.5 inches. You had 0.83?
0.83. Most of it late in the night last night, yeah. Too.
He aggressively told you that downstairs. Yeah. I was downstairs getting coffee for that. And it was
You know, it was interesting. Last night I drove home from Baumhauer's around 7:30, and the entire northern sky was flickering.
Lightning, yeah.
Didn't see any bolts, just flickering. Didn't hear any thunder either.
Mid-60s for a low tonight. Tomorrow's high, 81. Yes, I know it's February. But winter's on hold for right now. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with a few sun breaks. Risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm here and there. Sunday's high, I kid you not, 83. It's going to be a good afternoon for outdoor activities. I know there are some Mardi Gras events going on. Slight chance of a shower Saturday or a thunderstorm during the daytime hours, but a small chance daytime. But a risk of severe weather by Saturday evening, Saturday night. We'll have to watch that carefully. Right now this morning, with fog in some areas, temperature is 66. It's short sleeve weather outside here at 809.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
Rushing out of traffic.
Come on now. You don't need to take your temperature every 5 minutes.
Or if you want to be like a crafty child before school,
yes,
you warm up the thermometer first and then you show mom.
Well, when you've told everybody for the last 20 minutes because you keep taking your temperature every 2 seconds that it's 96 degrees, if it jumps up to 100.
That was my oral temperature.
Okay.
That's where we stop right
all
now.
All right.
Now, wait a minute.
No, mister.
You too.
Did
you do it under your arm?
Richard? Yes, and you know what that temperature is called?
What is that called?
Axillary.
Oh.
You got, see where your mind went? Whose fault is that? Mine?
I'm an idiot.
No, I think that's you. That's on you.
What temperature is your armpit right now?
It's a very tropical. But I remember.
Stop at the armpit, all right?
The same guy, Mr. Krasnowski, he told us in health class. Make sure you wash your dingleberries.
He must have a fever. He's getting delirious.
Was the one that taught us the three fundamental temperatures on the human body.
Okay.
So, let me just...
I don't know about my temperature, but I'm starting to sweat.
Look, kids. This is... Life. This is biology in action here. Okay.
I think it's time for a break.
I think it's time to go to the traffic dungeon.
Okie dokie.
So how are we going to do that?
Balake.
That's it.
Where is Balake at?
Right here.
As we move on into the 8 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing the interstates all jammed up. 85 and 65 both have problems. On 85, it's at Chantilly Parkway. There's a lot of traffic around that exit. We don't see an accident, but it's real slow as you approach exit 11, so be careful. On I-65, it's a normal slowdown around the river bridges and the Clay Street exit as you're headed into downtown Montgomery. Highway 31 looks pretty clear if you want to use that option this morning. If you're rolling around the boulevard, you're rolling pretty slow because there's a lot of traffic. It's the slowdown at most of the traffic lights, but not a real problem this morning. Taylor Road's got a lot of traffic, though. You be careful if you're headed around the East Chase area down from the interstate to Atlanta Highway is real thick. Remember, school zones are in force for just a little while longer. Be careful. Your speed limit's 15 miles an hour in a school zone. At Reinhardt Toyota, you can browse on their huge lot, stay comfortable in their giant showroom, or go online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Reinhardt Toyota, I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made for the quality of the service.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is
my axillary temperature is 99.3.
Oh, okay. It's going up a little bit here.
Yeah. Actually, we do have an interesting good news story today.
Mm-hmm. You want to hit us with it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where it is?
Yes, I found it.
Is it?
For a change, we have good news coming from guess what state?
Axillary?
Firefighters in Florida came to the rescue of a puppy who spent most of the day, little puppy wandered into wet concrete.
Oh,
and
no.
It was drying around him.
No.
Because his weak little puppy legs didn't have the strength to get loose. Palm Beach County Fire and Rescue said the puppy, named Benji, was stuck in the concrete for a couple of hours before firefighters arrived to help. The Station 17 crew and a CARES community assistance team chipped away at the concrete to free the canine. They eventually got the dry. Concrete wasn't completely dry.
Yeah.
So the dog did not injure itself trying to break loose. He was just sitting there like, "What? How'd
that
this happen?"
Be like a human and quicksand, right? I mean, sort of.
Kind
of.
Yeah. Anyway, Benji was freed, and it's kind of like what's that old mafia thing about the cement shoes?
Yeah.
He's going to be just fine. World's largest pair of jeans unveiled. This is the kind of stuff we'll have in stupid news.
Largest pair of jeans?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we have to go to Peru for that story.
What's the waistline on that? On the jeans? Do we
have,
do you have a waistline? Yeah.
These jeans are roughly the size of a 22-story building.
I see.
Oh, what?
Okay.
Ridiculous.
A Paris department store chain owned by Kenkosud teamed with fashion brand Kansas. How's that for a combination? Kenkosud and Kansas to create the massive pants, which were unveiled at the Mall des Sur in San Juan de Miraflores. As creators say, it took a team of 50 people 6 months to put together the jeans,
but
which
why?
A Guinness World Records educator confirmed measured 215 tall and 140 feet wide. How do you take those to Miss Tong's over here Woodmere Boulevard to get them, you know?
Or, you know, it wouldn't fit in the...
She is such a nice lady.
The onboard luggage, would it?
The jeans will remain displayed till Sunday. Then the process will begin to convert them into nearly 10,000 reusable bags to be sold at Paris stores. So they're going to break the record and then cut them into reusable bags. I hope everybody found that story to be...
fascinating.
Ouch.
Wow.
Ouch. And loud.
Sorry. I mentioned Eddie Bader a few minutes back. He is a person of such great disposition and enthusiasm. And here's my suggestion. When you are looking to buy a place, you'll have very specific criterion, beginning with how much you're looking to spend. Do you need, does a yard matter to you? Have pets? Is that a consideration? Does it matter if the home has an upstairs area? Does it have to have a garage? When you think about it, there's a long list of things
that we want to see in a home that we want to look at. Now, we did this the wrong way. Take it from me and Mr. Ritterbuttle. When we were looking for a larger house, we ping-ponged all over the place, wasting time looking at places that we would never be interested in. I mentioned it before, but the one that really jumps out at me was a place we found in Halcyon that for some reason the soil there is weak. And this driveway, it looked like an earthquake had happened there.
Started settling and
there's a foot. Yeah. It's not like a little crack, you know, in the driveway. Those things happen in cement too.
I've seen that.
I would almost like to go by that place to see what anybody ever ended up doing with it, because it was kind of a cool house. But we were told that that repair alone would cost about $20,000. And as it was, we were, you know, very definitely on a budget. And that's the other consideration, too. Just tell Eddie what price range you're shopping in. He can help you with every single aspect of home purchase, but most of all, helping you find a place that meets your criterion in your price range and save you the time, save you the hassle. If you don't want a fixer-upper, you want one that's move-in ready, he'll find that for you. And basically, his off the top, you talk to the guy just off the top of his head. The things he knows, his knowledge of the local market is second to none. Plus, he's a lot of fun to be around. He'll make the buying experience so much more enjoyable for you. Call Eddie Bader at the Goodson Group. They're the folks that can get you started. 322-0662. That's Eddie Bader. Make him your buyer's agent. 322-0662. And by the way, there's no charge for his service.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police say a man wanted for several robberies is now in custody. They say 24-year-old Keontae Collins turned himself in after seeing himself on a Crime Stopper segment. Police say he robbed four people at gunpoint four separate times since November. U.S. Representative Bradley Byrne has announced he'll challenge Democratic Senator Doug Jones in 2020. Byrne made the announcement in Mobile yesterday. Senator Doug Jones released a statement saying Byrne is a career politician and part of the problem in Washington. And Marcus McNeil has announced he is running for mayor of Montgomery. His platform includes massive cuts in city spending and starting a city school system if MPS does not make significant improvements within a year. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You work hard for your money. Shouldn't it work hard for you? At Max, my Achieve checking account earns 2.25% annual percentage yield on balances up to $15,000. I earn 0.25% APY on balances over $15,000. It's checking that earns me more. Visit MyMax.com to learn more about how you can start earning your 2.25%. Max. Smart money. Made simple. Insured by NCUA. Rates subject to change. Certain restrictions apply.
Computer screen just turned blue, black, network slow, hacked, ransomware. Listen, your business relies on technology. You don't need to know how it works. You just need it to work. Well, Bachelor Technologies has a team of engineers who do know. Bachelor will keep your systems up and running smooth 24/7. System monitoring, backups, maintenance. Go to wearebt.com and learn more. Bachelor Technologies. Learn more at wearebt.com.
You work hard for your money. Shouldn't it work hard for you? At Max, my Achieve checking account earns 2.25% annual percentage yield on balances up to $15,000. I earn 0.25% APY on balances over $15,000. It's checking that earns me more. Visit MyMax.com to learn more about how you can start earning your 2.25%. Max. Smart money. Made simple. Insured by NCUA. Rates subject to change. Certain restrictions apply.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Ding, ticka, ding, ticka, ding, 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 ding. Inside your local coffee shop, sporting a man bun and facial hair. Somehow he believes, although he has no job, that by his 30s he will be a millionaire. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A-L. Gotta love millennials. M-I-L-L-E-N.
stories on her Instagram with a quote that's inspirational. Hopes to change the world while wearing yoga pants, armed with her dreams and knowledge of essential oils.
I just talked 93.1 of them.
You are just
97.2.
No, we're 93.1.
Oh, that's right. I don't want people to get my temperature and our frequency confused. News Talk 97.2 on 93.1 FM.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. Let's go to Wallet Hub, shall we?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah, you know what? They tried to gauge or create a list of the most sinful states using 43 indicators of immorality, which they then separated into seven categories that correspond with the seven deadly sins. Under wrath, they looked at violent crimes and bullying. For lust, they looked at teen birth rates and Google searches for porn. For greed, they looked at casinos per capita and how many people donate to charity.
I see.
And given that we have, I mean, you drive through the river region, you see beautiful churches everywhere.
Beautiful. Several.
And on Vaughan Road, there's like every couple of blocks.
Mm-hmm.
But we are the 15th most sinful state.
Oh, my gosh.
Based on...
It's hard to believe.
...these criterion. Number one was Nevada. No surprise there.
Okay.
Florida is number two.
Those two are gimmies. All right. So
California was third.
All right. So that all works out.
Yeah. Kind of surprised to see Tennessee in the top ten.
Really?
Georgia next door, they're in the top ten. Illinois, are you kidding? On corruption alone, there should be a top five state. In Michigan. And the states that that carry the halo over their heads,
who's in?
That would be Vermont, Maine, North Dakota, Nebraska, Idaho, Iowa, Wyoming, Utah, New Hampshire.
There's not anybody there.
All believable. All believable.
Yeah. What was Wyoming? How did that state come up in yesterday's show? Was because they had the most what? Anybody remember?
I said Montana, and Montana was close to Wyoming for whatever the question was.
I forget what it was.
Most pets per capita.
That's right.
Wyoming was number one. They love pets more than any other of the 57 states out there. This is, I should probably save this because Dana Dunk and Jacqueline Tomlinson will be doing the afternoon show with us Wednesday of next week.
Uh-huh.
We have a woman in her late 20s in the United Emirates who just filed for divorce because her husband didn't bring her the burger he'd promised. He was out with friends and said he'd bring home a burger, but when he got back at 3 in the morning, so that may be part of the problem here.
Yeah.
Sounds like she was waiting for a while. He forgot. She was so upset, she stormed out. And that's it. Marriage over.
Well, we were on a rocky road yesterday because I forgot to check the Powerball numbers.
Hey, you know, that's right. I got a lottery ticket.
Oh.
I should check. I could have...
I texted him and I told him I forgot. And he was like, babe, that's our ticket to freedom. How did you forget?
So as long as your coffee isn't crap.
He's got a point. Mm. Yeah, that's right. It's your coffee.
There's a barber in Vietnam giving people free Donald Trump or Kim Jong-un haircuts.
Is that right? They're coming to, is it a week away, right? They're coming to Vietnam. That's where the summit's going to be.
Yes. Yeah. We get the BarkBox toys every month.
Right. We just opened ours, yeah.
And one of Hershey's favorites is this little troll-looking thing that has a shock of, like, orange hair.
Uh-huh.
And so, give me that Trump. And Hershey's one of those dogs that plays this
Trump.
Annoying game.
Give me that Trump.
He comes up to you with the toy. He's looking at you like, I got to chase him all over the place.
I know.
I got to back him into it to let it go. He wants to chase it, but he doesn't make it possible to grab the toy and throw it. Why do dogs do that?
Did you see the theme this time? It was candy.
Yeah.
Yeah, candy theme this time. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
You should get it for your boys.
One boy.
Oh.
One girl, one boy, brother and sister.
12% of adults still call their mother when they get sick.
I called my mom to ask her if I was making the roast the right way. I mean, I was just hey.
What kind of a roast was it?
Huh?
Kind of a roast. Pot roast?
It was in the crock. No, it was in the crock pot. It was a pot roast. We did pot roast. But I called her from the grocery store and I was like, I don't know that this will fit in my crock pot.
You know what?
I'm not a big fan of doing roast in crock pots.
This was mighty tasty.
I lost mom about 21 years ago and, I still, when I get sick, would love to be babied, you know, like mom used to be.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, take care of you. And you know,
my mother, I'd fly her down to visit me in Florida and take her to the best restaurants, and I did, and all these other things. You know what she really wanted to do? Make my lunch.
Yeah.
I got home from the morning show because I would work when she was in.
Yeah.
And I get home and I smell something that's unbelievably, wonderfully familiar from the past, and it was... it was pork cooked, fried in caraway seed and purple cabbage and what do you call those potatoes? Not blotkies, they're potato pancakes.
Okay. Right.
Oh, man. I mean, it was like, wow.
When they retired down in Florida and I would go to visit, as I pulled up in the driveway, I could smell mom's spaghetti sauce that was... cooking because she knew it was my favorite.
Yeah, meatloaf for me. But now, I had a little conversation with my daughter last night and said, I'm not really feeling that great. She says, well, keep me posted. I said, I will or my widow will.
Oh.
Just a little, what?
Oh,
even Jay looks.
Tune in this afternoon, folks, to see if he's
No,
here.
It worked. It worked.
You should have gone into daytime soap operas.
No, she used
to. The level of drama.
No, we've had a thing. Janelle and I have had a thing for many, many years where there's some object in the family or some moment or some photograph, and I always say, after I'm gone, this will really mean something to you.
Oh, right.
And every time I use the term after I'm gone, I get the rolling eyes and the whole Gunson McGillan. And the Michigas, as Emily would say.
Well, I mean, it's warranted.
Speaking of Emily.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and I'm going out on a limb here, but I think I need Jay's help if he can get it together.
I made him laugh.
No, I got it together. Well, my mic's not on, but I got it together. Now it is. I'm good.
What are we here to talk to the people about, Jay?
We're here to talk to them about the seafood
freaking bistro.
Where can you find the seafood freaking bistro?
.com.
You can find them. It's Perry Hill Road, 1651 Perry Hill Road. If you're wondering where that's at, it's right down the street from the radio station.
Yes, it is.
Just right down the way.
It's where the radio folk eat.
Yeah, we get some great food there.
What kind of food, Jay?
Lunch for the stars.
You're the old...
Incorrigible.
Yeah.
Well, because I'm actually trying to, you know, pay attention to the food I'm putting into my mouth now, I'm thinking about salads. Mm. They've got a variety of fantastic salads.
A variety.
Yeah. You can get the Caesar salad, the BLT salad, but you can add things to it. You want to add the Cajun popcorn shrimp? You can do that.
Go right ahead.
The mahi-mahi oysters. You can also get the snapper and tilapia. All sorts of things added to their salads. If you're looking for that health kick, they got you covered for that. But... you hear how I sound a little bit? This will clear right up with some of that gumbo or the red beans and rice.
Yeah, no, really. Gumbo. Gumbo, Jay.
You can gumbo. Kick it in with the spices. Check them out online for the full menu at theseafoodbistro.com. Leave out the frickin'. But go to theseafoodbistro.com. You can see the whole menu. You can also find them on Waiter to get it delivered right to your door. And don't forget to like them and follow them on Facebook. Oh, I saw on Facebook... they have king cakes.
Shut up.
I wonder if anybody owns that domain, though, that you were talking about.
Seafood freaking bistro.
It's a limited time only, but they do have king cakes by the slice or by the whole cake itself.
Oh.
I can't remember the name of the brand that they have, though.
Oh, they're not making it themselves?
It's a specific kind, and I need to look this up.
Yes, you do.
Because you may know... what it actually is. Let me scroll down here and I can tell you that real quickly. Gambino's Bakery King Cakes. Mm. And you can get it by the slice or the entire cake.
Mm.
The Gambino family in Fairhope, I'd always... hang on. Is it them?
They're Irish, right?
Incorrigible.
No way.
Could you find this before this disease consumes and
I didn't know about it. I'm sure this is just giving you more time to take your temperature.
That's an interesting
Joe Gambino's Bakery.
Good idea. It's been about 5 minutes.
That's an interesting map you have in front of you there.
About
the most Googled Oscar nominees for Best Picture by state.
Yes.
By state.
The majority of states picked Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, I see.
Oh,
that.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, it's pretty amazing. I see some a few green books.
Interesting. The upper tier, there's more A Star Is Born. There's like a semicircle from Louisiana, Mississippi, into the Carolinas and Tennessee, Black Panther.
Now, there's one that's Roma, and that you would think that Texas would fit because it's next to Mexico, but New York State?
It's Louisiana. Really? It's not Alabama.
They're Roma? A bunch of phony, pseudo-intellectual phonies in New York.
Star is Born is a few, in like North Central U.S., Star is Born is popular.
And figures Wisconsin and Nebraska both with the Green Book.
And surrounding us almost is Black Panther, but we're Bohemian Rhapsody.
Because it was amazing. Give me the thermometer. Give it to me. You don't get to have it anymore. Give me the thermometer. Now.
Whoa.
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 That's enough.
What are you practicing?
You can get it back at the end of the show.
Are you practicing?
No, it's just it's something that comes, you know, so you'll be with the package of being a woman.
Well, so does making babies. I would think that technique you just used.
Whoa.
Well, no. Pretty sure I can't do that one solo.
I'm saying that snap, give me that. That what kid's gonna argue with that type of authority?
Oh, I see where you're going with that.
Yeah, I mean, he instantly had a sense of.
I did. Mm-hmm. I submitted.
Right. Yeah, no, it was.
I submitted, didn't I?
It was a good crack of the whip on that one.
You did.
I'd reached my boiling point.
Yeah, apparently.
Okay, 836.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
So I'm looking at airport observations from around the area, and the fog issue is going away, so we can get rid of the dense fog advisory.
All right.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms today and tonight with a high today around 77. Tonight, slowed down to about 65. Tomorrow, high temperature up to about 81. I need to double-check the record highs for the next couple of days because we'll be 81 tomorrow, 83 on Saturday. I suspect we are in record territory. I'll double-check that. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with a few sun breaks, risk of a shower or thunderstorm. And again, with that very warm 83 Saturday, slight chance of a shower during the daytime hours, but a better risk of showers and thunderstorms, some of which could become severe on Saturday evening, Saturday night. We'll be watching that carefully. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet now and stay on top of the threat of severe storms on Saturday evening. Right now this morning, mostly cloudy, still some fog in some areas, but that's getting better. It's 66 now at 837.
River Region, are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke, or that you may outlive your retirement, or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy Series February 21st and 28th. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
Is a drip bugging you?
Yes, every day when I come into the studio from 6 until
well,
9.
I'm not talking about that drip. I'm talking about... drip in the middle of the night. Listen, whether it's a leaky faucet or a busted toilet or a broken pipe, plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. And that's why it's good to know that at Plumbing by Luke Wire, they are ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem. And as always, they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. And that's why people keep relying on Conrad Misseldine's experienced crew of professionals like I do, because now it's a no-brainer. If I have a clogged pipe or something in the kitchen, like maybe, or even in the, you know, the water heater is in the attic, and occasionally there's a problem up there where something gets stopped up, and that will overflow the little dish that catches the water. You know what I mean? Anyway, give them a call at Plumbing by Luke Wire. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at Plumbing by Luke Wire. The number is 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. And by the way, check out their whole house plumbing inspection and find out if there's any big problems lurking that are ready to become major problems. I got a good report, but it's great peace of mind to know that your plumbing has been checked out. Alabama certification number is 84417.
Hey, Rich.
Oh, what?
Bless you, Greg.
I need the thermometer back.
No, you don't need the thermometer.
I need the thermometer back.
Look at him all wrapped up in that blanket.
Rich.
The blankie.
What? We need to say hello to someone.
Hi.
Because, okay, so to borrow a line from Jack Campbell about how everybody listens, good Lord, it's like a TV wing.
Who's
up here.
Saying?
We are saying good morning to Daryl Hill.
Hey, Daryl.
Daryl is a postal carrier.
Hi, Daryl.
Works in the post office, listens to us every day. Big fan of you, moderate fan of me. So, good morning, Daryl.
And Daryl, I don't know which post office you work out of, but you may know Bill Pippin, who is also a postal carrier that is a good friend of mine.
Pippin?
So, hello, Daryl. Yeah.
Dad talks about some Pippins.
Well, they used to be quite prominent in the time of the Governor Wallace era.
Hmm.
Yeah. Anyway.
Look at that. Anyway, good morning, Daryl, and all of you delivering the mail today. Thank
it's
you.
It's 8:40.
Oh, but I'm so sick. I need my thermometer because that's going to stop my nose from running, and that's going to make me feel better just to know that I have an average temperature. You're just average.
A healthier average. Crew comes in at 9 this morning. That's news and news.
Not after breathing this atmosphere.
Oh, jeez.
An hour or so. It's like daycare centers, you know, it goes around. 8:40.
They don't even take temperatures that frequently in daycare centers. But go ahead.
Yeah, but they take them somewhere else.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
As we wrap up our morning traffic for a Thursday morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking all around the river region, and we don't see anything to slow you down this morning. Everything's back to a speed limit ride on the interstates. No problems there. If you're on the boulevard, it's flowing pretty smoothly. There's a little delay at the traffic lights, but nothing to worry about. And if you're coming in on the 31s, there's no problem there either. Be careful. The streets are still wet this morning, and we're expecting more rain. Drive safely, and we'll see you this afternoon. Prime Limited leasing space beside Walmart is currently available in Premier Place Shopping Center on Cobbs Ford Road. For further information, contact David McClinton at 270-9177. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt and wrecked that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police say a man wanted for several robberies is now in custody. They say 24-year-old Keontae Collins turned himself in after seeing himself on a Crime Stopper segment. Police say he robbed four people at gunpoint four separate times since November. Marcus McNeil has announced he is running for mayor of Montgomery. His platform includes massive cuts in city spending and starting a city school system if MPS does not make significant improvements within a year. And U.S. Representative Bradley Byrne has announced he will challenge Democratic Senator Doug Jones in 2020. Byrne made the announcement in Mobile yesterday. Senator Doug Jones released a statement saying Byrne is a career politician and part of the problem in Washington. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Get ready for the Million Point Mania at Wind Creek Wetumpka because we've got millions of bonus points up for grabs. You can earn your entries now through Saturday, March 30th. Then come in every Saturday in March for a chance to win up to 1 million bonus points. It's the Million Point Mania. And it's only at Wind Creek Wetumpka. Find your winning moment.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, you can tell by the way I use my walker. I'm not a woman's man, I'm a nonstop talker. I am loud and I am old. Been here so long, I'm covered in mold. It's all right, it's okay. You may be saying there is no way. Try to understand it is my plan to take down Trump. I am the man. Whether you're a voter or whether you're a donor, I'm staying alive, staying alive. Feel the country breaking and everyone is shaking. I'm staying alive, staying alive. I'm staying alive, staying alive. I'm staying alive. I ran out of air.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
epiphany. I just had one of those outside. I thought, you know, if they would just invent a menthol-flavored thermometer, I feel like I was smoking and take my temperature continuously. Jeez. Epiphany is the word. Sometime between 3 and 6, I'll ask you to be caller 9 at 272-9228 with that word. And if you are, you'll win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
We were just talking about this young man moments ago, Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group. Good to have you with us.
Oh, it's great to be here. Love being here.
Welcome back.
Buyer's Thank agent. You, guys.
Thank you for coming to Baumhauer's last night.
I had a good time. I brought some clients out there with me, and one was a big fan of yours. And I appreciate you doing a picture pose with him. That was quite awesome.
He usually charges $25 for that.
Well, he actually paid this lady $10 last night with me. I still don't know what that was about, but
it was one of those spontaneous things. I said, "Well, here's a down payment on, you know, have a drink or something, or buy a drink for the table, and let's get off on the right foot." Look, they always say, being in radio, you're running for office every day. You're in a constant campaign mode to keep people voting for you. That's how you stick around.
Yeah.
So
you went with the bribe on that one.
Yeah, campaign laws in radio, you know, do not prohibit you from that kind of thing.
Well, I appreciate you stopping by the table. They were both, you know, very happy to see you. And then, of course, my son loves. He's the reason I started listening to this station. Believe it or not, my son is about 30. He said, "Hey, pops, you know, you need to quit listening to the radio that you can't sing along to. It's horrible. Why don't you listen to talk radio, something that you can."
That's amazing.
That's cool.
That's amazing. We have a lot of kids that listen because their parents check, and they enjoy what we do.
Yep.
That's a little bit reversed. But the young lady that you were with,
yes,
as at the group, she is somebody that's home.
Yes, we're actually house hunting for them right now. We're looking in the Millbrook Prattville area for them.
It's lovely there.
Yep, and they currently rent from the Goodson Group, so it's been really a great experience. We've kind of helped them along from the rental, and now they're ready to move out on their own, and so I'm glad they called me right up and said, "Hey, Eddie, let's get us a house." So we're in that process. They're a young couple, so they're, you know, kind of looking for their first time home, and we've got some first time home loan offers out there from many lenders, Morris included. So look into it.
I described your service from the standpoint of, I wish I had known you when we were looking a few years ago, because we wasted a lot of time. I mean, we looked at properties. I actually had Thino of the Greek God, who was an architect and engineer, come out to one of the houses because it was settling at an angle.
Yes. Mm. Yes, I seen one like that the other day in I think it was Hope Hall. One side of the house looks great, but if you step back about 100 feet, you kind of see it taking a hard right.
Ooh.
Well, that he says there's a simple way to find out. Put a marble
on the floor, buddy.
And if it rolls, so we knew.
Yeah.
And I mentioned the driveway that looked like it had the San Andreas fault running through it.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about a crack in the asphalt. I'm talking about a foot of separation right in the middle of the driveway. And stuff like that, I was told, would take like $15,000, $20,000 to tear out the whole driveway, refill it, and build a new one. Well, that's not what I'm looking for in a house.
And that's the thing. A lot of times people get confused over when we do a home inspection. You know, they'll say, like I'm in the middle of one right now, and the person said, "Well, we need a new door." Well, this door operates. It operates fine. Now, there's a difference between a home inspection and a home improvement. Mm-hmm. And so there's nothing to be repaired on the door. They would just like a new door. So that's some of the things that we, you know, kind of talk over with our clients. Pitfalls you've got to look out for. They're telling you, "Hey, we need A, B, and C." Well, really, you look at it and go, "No, that's more of a home improvement. There's nothing wrong with what we already have in place."
Right. So people, I describe it as sort of like, okay, you know what you want roughly in a home, whether or not you want a garage, a large yard, a small yard, all of these different options, the price range you're shopping in. And how do you stay on top of the market to the point where you can give these answers?
Yeah,
a
lot of times, and what Bo has taught me to do is every morning I click on, it's the MLS, it's the local multiple listing services.
Right.
So I see what's come on the market in the last 24 hours. And I also check it a couple times a day just to kind of see where some of my friends are, the listings are, and current things that are on the market. Because the market is so hot right now, a lot of times, and this happened to us last weekend, the property went on the market Friday. Saturday we were ready to submit an offer. They already had multiple offers. It's that hot of a market, especially Prattville, Millbrook.
Wow, I had no idea. Wow. That's amazing.
How about Montgomery, where I just happen to have a house I might want to
Montgomery, see? Montgomery market is doing well, but a lot of people that I've been working with here lately, including some of the people here at the station, they want a house with some land.
Yes.
So they're trying to get out of the city.
Right. I would like a house with some land.
And then schools have a lot
to do with it. Yeah. And unfortunately, Montgomery's kind of suffering in that right now.
Right.
There is a plan. We were at a luncheon yesterday with all the local mayors, and there is a plan to try to do something. But unfortunately, right now, a lot of people are looking elsewhere, Millbrook, Prattville, elsewhere, and education has a lot to do with it.
Right. You don't have a thermometer on you, do you?
Oh, my. You don't need a thermometer. You're fine. You can check your temperature at 9 o'clock.
And I'm not checking it the baby way either.
Just thought I'd ask you, my friend.
Love it.
Oh, my goodness.
How do people reach out to you?
The best way to reach out to me is my personal cell phone. It number is 334-322-0662. And you can always call us at the Goodson Group. You can look us up at goodsongroup.com. But you can check me out on Facebook. I usually put something stupid on there at least once or twice a day. I try to keep up with Greg and some of the silly things that he can put on Facebook.
You put some good stuff.
You do
on
some
there.
Good memes. Yeah. Memes.
Memes.
Yeah.
They say
yeah.
in the afternoon.
I wish there was a way to make a living off memes. I just.
And now I'm getting some of my stuff is getting recirculated around through Twitter and stuff. I had 3,900 Twitter impressions last week.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty decent reach.
You want to take care of my social media page for me, Greg? Yeah. I could use that.
I just try to see what's going to resonate. And I'm often surprised. Stuff that I see is, everybody needs to know about this. Gets, 12 likes and one share.
It's amazing what works and that you didn't think.
But people swimming on a moving ramp in an airport.
That
gets
was hilarious.
That's hysterical.
That was hilarious.
Good stuff.
That was good.
Well, Eddie, it's great to have you with us. Thanks again for joining us.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Stop by any afternoon.
Yes, I will. And next weekend, I think we're celebrating, or next Wednesday, we're celebrating someone's birthday.
Yes, I get older.
So I'll be out there again. And I want to talk to you guys about doing some giveaways and things like that.
Because we can come out for our birthday.
Awesome. Cool. Awesome. All right. Thanks, Eddie Bader from the Good Center.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
All right, our Morning Maroon nominees coming up next.
If you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges, introducing the new C Spire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the 9th-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new C Spire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. C Spire. Customer inspired.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids, noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family, one that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home.
Hey, Mom, don't take out my roof.
Okay, I'm coming.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 91275.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
8:55, let's get former Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right. Each and every day we present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. And here to help us sort out the dumb from the dumber and dumbest is our friend Randy Burkholder from Pebble Farm Center. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning.
Hey. All right. Our first nominee is from Nebraska. Somebody in Lincoln vandalized campaign signs for Republican Congressman Jeff Fortenberry. They vandalized the sign by attaching big googly eyes over his eyes. But the person that attached the eyes to the posters left fingerprints, and now Patricia Wonk, I'm not making that up, Wonk Hill, is been charged with vandalism.
Googly eyes.
Yeah. I understand passion and love. Maybe this is a Lifetime movie in the making. 45-year-old Stephen Hart in Tulsa had an argument with his girlfriend Tuesday. She's headed off to the airport to leave him behind. Realizing the error of his ways, he decided to pull the classic romantic comedy move and catch her there before she could leave. But he didn't have a car, so he stole a Pepsi truck while the driver was unloading soda off the back. How do you like that? He's got the gate, you know, lower
right, yeah.
to offload cases of soda, and all of a sudden his truck starts taking off. Before he could get to the airport, though, and persuade his girlfriend to stay, he had a school bus that was empty, so he was charged with multiple larceny, attempted escape, and being an idiot. And then finally we have a dentist who bribed patients offering free dental work if they would take prescriptions for high voltage drugs like OxyContin and Vicodin and get them filled. So they did. And he had managed to stash 20,000 muscle relaxers, 8,000 OxyContin, and 46,000 Vicodins in exchange for free dental work.
Holy
really?
Wow.
He and another dentist that was in on the scheme have now been suspended. Charges are pending for both. That's it. Well, you go to dental, you did, what, take 7-8 years to become a
at
dentist?
At least, I would think.
And then you throw it all away?
That's crazy.
You know, to do drugs, crazy. So who's the dumbest one? I'm kind of inclined to...
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, I think the Pepsi...
Let's give it to him. That's, I mean...
Guy in love. Pepsi, you know, because I'm not a marketing genius, but I think they might use that in a commercial.
It's a Pepsi generation, that's for sure.
They'd have to leave out the part about hitting...
That's actually more of a Pepsi degeneration. Than me, but...
What an imbecile. What an ultra-maroon.
All right, we'll spend our final minute or two on the air talking about Prattville Farm Center and really warm weather coming this weekend, right?
Yeah. Warm weather, man, and weeds are growing like crazy.
I
we
noticed
got some
that.
Yeah. Used my last batch that I bought from you of the weed and feed to try and get the henbit to slow down, but I applied it perfectly. Rich sent rain in right after I had put it on the ground. So
it did it just right.
Just right.
Well, that's a good thing. I tell you, we got a lot of stuff going on here. We have chickens in stock now.
Oh,
baby
like
chicks. They're definitely harbingers of springtime when you hear that cheep, cheep, cheep.
Right. Yeah.
Which reminds me of a good joke. Why did the chicken cross Highway 31?
Why?
Well, to get to Prattville Farm Center where it's cheap, cheap, cheap.
Oh, man.
Well, okay.
Are they hanging out with us?
Keep my day job.
10 o'clock show has always different than the 9 o'clock.